That means Illinois will have less to spend on festivities leading up to Lincoln's big birthday. I'm Jenna Dooley.
Among those facilities that will close October 1st will be the Bryant Cottage in Bement and the Lincoln Log Cabin near Lerna. The cuts also affect the State Department of Natural Resources. That agency plans to lay off 39 staffers and close 11 state parks effective November 1st. That list includes Kickapoo State Park between Oakwood and Danville, Weldon Springs near Clinton, Moraine View near Leroy, and Wolf Creek near Windsor. Police arrested four Champaign Central High School students today during two separate incidents. Officials say one 15-year-old and two 16-year-old students started a fight at Westside Park near the school during open lunch hour. Michael McFarland with the Champaign Unit 4 School District says police came quickly and intervened. He says police had to be called a second time, though, shortly afterwards because of another fight at Central. Police arrested a 17-year-old student there. McFarland says the school day went on as normal except for a 5-minute class interruption to ensure the safety of students. Police are still investigating. No injuries are reported. With the Democratic National Convention in its last day, the Illinois delegation is turning its attention to getting out the vote in November. From Denver, Robert Wildebohr reports.
Congressman Rahm Emanuel opened the delegation breakfast meeting this morning, and he put on the pressure.
We got 70-plus days, folks. 70 days to turn the page to something else.
Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan followed shortly after, telling the hotel ballroom full of Illinois Democrats that they will have to be the history makers.
All of this energy, all of the parties and the speeches and the cheering and the signs and the breakfast, we've got to bottle all that up, take it back home, and then spread it on out.
Madigan told the party faithful to travel from Illinois to other Midwest states and to call friends around the country to get them to vote for Obama. At the Democratic National Convention in Denver, I'm Robert Wildebohr.
Less than a month after he acknowledged having an extramarital affair, the University of Illinois says two-time presidential candidate John Edwards has agreed to speak on campus in October. Spokeswoman Robin Kaler says a student group booked Edwards to speak October 14th at Folinger Auditorium. Tickets are free, but the student group is paying Edwards $65,000. Kaler says the group gave Edwards a chance to back out after he acknowledged earlier this month he had an extramarital affair with a filmmaker. But Kaler says Edwards' agent replied that this former North Carolina senator is looking to add more speaking engagements and raise his fee. Edwards couldn't be reached through a former campaign office or a think tank with which his wife Elizabeth is affiliated. The Illinois Senate this week officially recognized the 100th anniversary of Springfield's race riot. Amanda Vinicky has more.
The riot started when two black men were sent to jail for allegedly committing crimes against whites. Two other black men were lynched and others died in the crossfire. Senator Mattie Hunter, a Democrat from Chicago, sponsored the resolution. It says the Senate recognizes the sad chapter in history.
Basically recognizes the Springfield race riots of 1908, which was a catalyst for the formation of the NAACP, which is the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. And it denotes that from the aftermath of the riots comes insight and education that will help us to better deal with racial issues.
The resolution states that whereas Springfield was known as the hometown of Abraham Lincoln, in August of 1908, the city became known as the location of a terrible race riot. A copy of the resolution will be presented to the Springfield chapter of the NAACP. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Our next report is at 5:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
WILL programs are made possible in part by Bevere Cafe 2, offering gourmet sandwiches, salads, and specialty coffees with seating inside or outside in the lower courtyard of the Institute for Genomic Biology next to Morrow Plotz on the U of I campus.
It's 4:34. Mike Sola has our weather.
Thanks, Tom. Well, that little cell that moved through eastern Champaign County is now in northern Edgar County, southern Vermilion County. And it's regained some of its strength, so maybe a pocket of moderate to heavy rain, but a very small area being affected by that. It looks to be between Hume and Metcalf on its way to the Paris area. It's still north of Paris, but it is drifting to the south. Then further to the west, no stormy weather right now in Illinois, but across the river, there are not only some strong storms, but a couple of severe storms out there, and a severe thunderstorm watch is in effect for the area just west of the Mississippi River, and a couple of severe thunderstorms right now rolling across northern Missouri up in Gilman City, Princeton, Pattonsburg, towns I've never heard of, but they're up there near the Iowa state line. So to the west, the cold front still poised and ready to push into the two-state area. We'll be entering northern Illinois and bringing scattered showers and thunderstorms to that area for central Illinois and Champaign-Urbana specifically. Mostly cloudy with a few showers, perhaps thunderstorms, especially before midnight tonight. The low 66. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. The high temperature 83 as that front settles to the south of us. Then a clear sky and cooler temperatures once again in store for Friday night with a low of 56. Saturday, sunny with a high of 84. Saturday night, a clear sky and a low of 58 degrees, rebounding to a high of 86 on Sunday. And Labor Day, mostly sunny, the high near 90. It's 4:35.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Russia is facing international isolation over its invasion of Georgia, and it's fighting back. Prime Minister Vladimir Putin had strong words for the U.S. today. We'll hear about that in a moment. First, today Russia tried to enlist support for its Georgia policy from China and from a group of former Soviet republics in Central Asia. Russia was rebuffed. NPR's Moscow correspondent Gregory Pfeiffer reports.
The summit of the Shanghai